Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? Joe Budden, what's good?
I'm blessed. How are you? Happy to be on the phone with you.
You cutting in and out again already. Find you one spot.
I was standing in one spot. Hold on.
Don't move. Hold your leg the exact same position this whole time.
I'm sitting Indian style in this one spot. We're going to get this rocking.
You sitting childish? Sitting childish for me?
I love sitting Indian style, though.
Me too. It's so comfortable, right?
Yeah, extremely, extremely.
It's like the best vibe ever to just sit Indian style and smoke a joint.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. But yo, this is happening. Finally.
Yeah, this is happening. I'm excited that this is happening. I've looked forward to this for a little while. We should have been did this.
Yeah, I feel blessed because I feel like, you know, I originally, real shit, I started following you because of the stuff you used to tweet about sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not really a hip hop girl. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm R&B. I'm slow it down.
Oh,
all,
me too.
I'm all those
good
things. Oh, you are
good
too.
I'm all of the. No, yeah. I don't listen to hip hop. I don't got time. I don't have time. I listen to R&B. That's where I'm at with it.
Damn, that's good then. That's good to know.
Yeah, and I'm heavy into sports. Heavy.
I know.
Heavy into sports.
I know. That's why I was like, you know what? I wanted to have you on, but I didn't want when people see your name to think like we about to have this deep hip hop discussion, and I was just like,
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, we ain't fuck that. We ain't gotta do none of that.
Yeah, none of that. We gonna do a little bit of hip hop because you know I gotta ask you some questions about just trending topics and all that type of shit going on in hip hop. But this is we gonna talk about some sports. We gonna have fun and get into the mind, your sports mind, because I feel a little bit of a way because I know you were on ESPN spitting your bars and everything. I try to do a little research. to see where your head was, because you know it was a long time ago the last time I saw you on there.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while.
Yes, so I had to refresh.
All my alliances lie in New York. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Giant fan.
That's what I wanted to know. I didn't know your football team.
Yeah, if the Giants don't go, then if the Jets are there, I'm that New Yorker that will support them still. But okay. I don't fuck with them. Otherwise,
other than that, I don't fuck with them.
Yeah, not at all. And anything that rhymes with Ets, Mets, Jets, and Nets, it's a no for me, dog. No.
The Ets are a no.
Yeah, all of the Ets, all of those secondary New York teams. Nah, I wouldn't raise that way. Even though I'm from Queens, and most Queens people are Mets fans. But
so
whatever.
I thought you were from Harlem. Why did I think you were from Harlem?
Because I was born in Harlem. I moved from the projects of 1809 Spanish Harlem when I was 4 years old. I moved to St. Albans, Queens. I was there till I was 13. I moved to Jersey. I started rapping in Jersey. I started singing in the church choir in New Jersey. I got my record deal. I was in New Jersey. I had my child in New Jersey. My life was in New Jersey from that point on, but I'm originally from New York.
Okay. That just wrapped up a few questions. So, I wanted to talk about the fact that you're not even single right now.
Yeah, no.
That sucks for me. You know that, right?
Why?
Because, like, the ladies, you know, I told a couple of my friends that I was interviewing you and they wanted to ask some sexual questions. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, unfortunately, the public is no longer privy to everything. That's
right.
One. And two, outside of that, you know what I say to people like that? You know how long I was single before I got with my significant other? Wasn't nobody paying me new mind.
That's how it goes, though. When you're not single, that's when all the bitches want to fuck. Like, that's the men that are taken are the most desirable. They're the most attractive. Like, it's something about the energy and that you move with when you're taken that women want to come in there and capture your soul from the other woman.
Yeah, so unfortunately for women, this is the most this is the best version of me that I've ever been for a significant other. I'm certainly not trying to screw that up. I'm very much in love. So,
oh, I can tell. I can totally tell. I hope it's like a good one though, like because you had some rough ones. And
I got some. I don't even claim or acknowledge. I have exonerated.
They never happened.
You deleted
those.
Yes, that's how in love I am. And you know, I say that jokingly. I joke around when I say that, but because of the today version of me, nobody didn't get that. They didn't get that.
Mm-hmm. You just totally changed. And I say this to women all the time. I'd be like, some of my friends, they get really upset, like something happens with their man and they break up. And I'm like, you spent a lot of time with him. Like, you guys really got to know each other. And he made a mistake and you dumped him. And I said, you know what's going to happen? The next bitch to get with him, she going to get all of the best of him.
100%. Yeah. 100%. I don't know why. You know, women kind of, and I don't want to pretend like I know too much about women, but yeah, they kind of ignore that part. Today, in today's generation, it appears people are just so quick up and ready to move on.
Yeah.
Much different from our grandparents. Mm-hmm. Shit.
And that's why I look like an alien when I say things to women. Like they're like, oh, well, you don't have any deal breakers. I go, no, I do. There's just three now. They used to be 23.
Yes.
And now there's just three. There's only three reasons that would cause me to remove myself from my marriage. There's only three. You know,
Wait, not to cut you off, but it was when I applied those principles that you're speaking on right this second. I had a talk with Angie Martinez. She's a great friend of mine. I don't have very many friends in this industry. I hate people. And my love life was in such a disarray. And her and I, she spoke to me about boundaries and deal breakers and just limiting them. And once I applied that shit, oh, man. Changed. I was no longer interested in the same things. God just kind of fixed everything when I applied that one simple change. So I feel you.
Yeah. It just changes everything. And I just feel like you have to at some point get to the true meaning of a human being. And we're flawed. We're going to make mistakes. And you just have to choose somebody that you're okay with accepting and dealing with their mistakes. Like whatever you guys are going through, it's y'all mistakes at this point. You guys want to travel through this thing called life together, good and bad. And you know what I'm saying?
And indifferent,
Yeah, and just see how it goes. So you found her. That it's her.
Yes.
It's her. So are you a fan of legal marriage, like putting the government in your business, like, you know, the thing I did? Are you a fan of that? You are.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of it being done for business purposes and just reasons outside of love.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of that. If we're going on the true definition of the vows and what you and I are talking about, live and let live and sticking through. Yeah, I'm all for that.
Okay. That's good. I'm so happy for you. Like, it seems a little different. And it's not like I know you. I only know you from social media. Do you know that we've hung out before?
No.
You don't?
Let me tell you, I don't. My memory is so bad, though. Everyone knows me. I have a hard time remembering yesterday.
We hung out in New York. I came in town. My husband was playing the Jets. And I came in
town. We were at
town.
Ruben's house.
No. Who's Ruben?
Oh.
No, we went to a club.
Somebody played for the Giants.
It was you and Maul.
Wait, me and Maul at a club? What club?
Shit, you got to ask him. He picked me up and brought me there. And we were just in a club partying, turning up, smoking hookah, you know, the thing you do. This was probably 3 years ago, though.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
3 years ago, Maul saw that I was in town. He hit me up. He was like, yo, you in town for the game? I was like, yeah. He was like, what are you doing tonight? I was like, nothing. He was like, I'm going to scoop you up. You want to come out? And I'm with Joe. And I was like, yeah. So he picked me up.
Yo, this nigga Maul knows everybody.
We was at the club partying. Like, we was legit partying in the club. Me and you. It's turning up.
That is crazy to me.
Yeah, it was fun. And then I went back to my hotel. That was the only time I've ever met you. And been around you that one time.
Also, that was lit then, shit.
Oh, yeah, it was lit. You were single. There was lots of women. There was lots of women around. Lots.
Single Joe was a fun Joe, though.
Yeah, you were.
Back in my heyday.
You were. It was like 3 years ago. I want to say it was like 2014 or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know that to be true because, like I said, before sin, this was the longest I was single, which was 3 years.
Yep.
I had never been single for 3 years before.
I caught you on the early end of it, so you know you was wild.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I'm exonerating that from my fucking data bank, too.
That's sick. I feel you. So, a couple of my friends wanted to know, what's up with you only dating like non-black girls? Is that a thing?
That is so not. That is such a horrible.
That's a myth.
Myth. Let me tell you something. A beautiful black woman has always been. My son's mother is a beautiful black woman. Like, okay. I don't. That's a recent thing. It just so happens that all the bad Spanish chicks do live in New York. And I live 10 minutes away.
Away from all of them. So
yeah, and then I was having the pool parties and you know, that's what was happening. But no, I love black women.
Okay. Dude. Good to know. These pool parties, I've seen them, you know, on social media. I haven't
You're
been
more than welcome to
any.
Join. You're more than welcome. No, see, before you
I
even
want
finish,
my
you're
own
more than
invitation.
Welcome to join. I'm inviting you now.
This is my invitation.
Yes. 6/17. June 17th.
My birthday's June 20th.
Early birthday.
I know, right?
I say early birthday. You, your husband, your friends, you're all.
My husband is not coming. No.
Well, you and your people, you plus.
I'll bring a couple of homegirls. How about that?
Perfectly fine with me.
Yes. We'll
I look forward to it. Good. It's a good time.
I've heard all the stories. I just like want to witness it one day. I just want to be, you know, sitting perched up on some fence, just watching, observing the whole thing.
Me too. That's actually what I like to do. People watching is one of my favorite things.
Hell yes. So, this is a sports podcast. So a lot of people that listen to this might not know who you are. That's a possibility. You know that, right?
I'm very well grounded.
They might not know, like, no.
Most people don't know who I am.
Right. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of like do a little humble bragging, like about your career, you know, like the artist. No.
Yes. Let's see.
Give him
how do I do that? You know what's funny? I've never ever bragged in my entire career.
Time. You know what I do?
I don't even know if I know how to do it.
You got
to
figure
let
it
me
out.
Let me tell you some of the things that I take pride in.
Okay,
today.
Let's do
and,
that.
And I can't necessarily prove everything that I'm saying. But in my early 20s, I was a wild man. I was a loose cannon, and I ran into money early, and I ran into a business without my business intact, without my family really being know of too many things. And I was just navigating the maneuver, and I picked up a lot of information along the way. So I learned a lot, and I feel that I may or may not have been blackballed.
Oh,
but my passion is so strong for what I do, my dedication, my commitment, all of those things are level 9, 10, 11. Like, I take pride in having 15 to 20 years of still being able to do what I would do for free. Like, my kid will be 16 years old in a few days. He'll be a junior in high school. I remember not having a job and my child's mother saying, I'm pregnant. And me having to go out there and get it. So some of these things, it just puts a lot in perspective for me.
Okay.
Some of the ideologies that rappers and musicians I idolize and just put on a pedestal, I do not. I'm very big on morals. I'm very big on character. I'm very big on logic and understanding and comprehension. And I probably come off quickly. I do come off quickly.
You do.
Because I'm blunt and I'm brash and I'm going to say some shit and I don't really give a fuck about who feel whatever they feel about it. But that's unique and there's value there today.
Yes.
So
that's what
I'm proud of. I'm proud that I've been able to be me unapologetically, and I've been carried by the fans that know and love and support me.
That support
that was you. Well said.
That was. You know what? Because thank it sounds you. Like it sounds like we're cut from the same cloth a little bit. Obviously, I'm not a rapper, but, you know, in my field, I have absolutely been blackballed. You know, I'm too real for the sports industry and the and you know, I got titties and I'm talking about football. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not it's not a good look. Why do you think that you were blackballed?
In this business, relationships are everything. And politics, relationships are everything, period. So I know for me, I'm certain that I pissed some of the wrong people off early in my career. And I'm certain that that played a part in certain doors being open or closed, having zero to do with my talent level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the more powerful the person you piss off, the more ramifications you should be prepared to deal with.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I pissed people off. In a sense of like, not I don't think I did it the way you did it. That's
oh, okay,
what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I absolutely did, but mine is more of speaking about things that our industry isn't supposed to speak about. Like, we're not supposed to tell the truth. We're not supposed to tell the fans the inner linings and the you know the things that
that's exactly
know.
What I did. That's exactly what I did.
You did.
That
too.
Is exactly
then
what
we,
I did.
We're both the same.
You're saying the same thing. But when you start preaching the word while you're supposed to have a muzzle on,
right? While you're supposed to just be
brand,
sitting back collecting the check.
Yes, they got to brand you. Listen, I'm very aware of the way that I have been branded throughout my career. When people meet me, it totally throws them off. It's nothing like what they have heard. It's nothing mm-hmm. like what they have read. It's really left field.
Mm.
Yeah, because they will brand. I've been branded as a nutcase. I've been branded as a nigga that beat on women. I've been branded as so many things that are just against how my mother raised me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you've been branded, too. That's what attracted me to you.
Yes.
It attracted me to you that certain publications said certain things that didn't line up with the words and behavior that I was seeing.
Right.
That
Thank
said
you.
To me,
Thank
look
you for
deeper
observing
there.
That. Because a lot of people just take whatever they read from the media and just run with that. Like, that's Bible. They never, like, do the research, you know what I'm saying, and go and see if what the person is really about. So I appreciate that.
Well, that's why these types of, well, that's why podcasts are so important. That's why certain platforms just, I love the fact that technology is the way it is. Because the media has a job to do, but so do I. I'm going to always say what the fuck I see. Always. And there's going to always be somebody listening to it.
Yeah. Yep. Because I'll be listening. You crack me up, man. Like, I like that. I like that you're like, I don't know if you really believe it. I've heard you say it before, but you're a narcissist. Do you believe that?
You know, I've recently come to grips with that. You know, I don't even fight it anymore.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. I just am. I am a lot of shit. And a narcissist is one of those things. I don't, that word just sounds unattractive, but fuck it.
But you know what the best part about it is? When someone says, I am, like, you know what? I am. I like that because to me, it takes the weight off of it. Because if someone's saying, I'm not, then you got to go into all these ways and try to prove to them that they are. And that's it. That's too much energy.
Oh, yeah. No, let me tell you something. One of the first things that I ask when meeting people is, what are your character defects?
I want to
know off bat. My second question is, what is your faith and who is it in? Like, my questions are very weighted.
Right. Some real shit. Like, you don't even wait.
I don't have time for the facade.
You're not trying to meet the representative.
I don't have time. Unless somebody could tell me how much time I have, how much time is left, which can't nobody do. No, I don't have time for the representative bullshit.
Man.
That's why
dope.
I fuck with my girl so hard, though, because me and her are friends.
Do you get that?
Hell no.
Answers?
No,
you
Hell
get lies.
No. People don't even understand that fucking question. I had to stop asking it.
Because I was going to say, people are either going to lie or they're going to, like, go around it and, you know, and probably not even understand the question and just give you whatever they think you want to hear.
Yeah, but just, you know what? And I learned that. And one time I even tried to explain that to somebody and they didn't get that. But it took me a while to pick up on, you know, I'm the rarity. I'm the world is not operating like I am. I'm running around here. Hey, this is me, open book. I'm proud. Hey, I have nothing to hide. I don't believe in keeping secrets. That's me. Like, I don't have a front. I don't, you won't never see me post some money online. I don't take pictures in front of cars. I don't care what people think about Joe. Joe gonna be Joe. Born alone, die alone.
Yeah.
So that's just where I stand on that.
That's dope. I mean, that's the exact, I'm telling you, boy, I live like that. I might post things that I love, but it's not never because you guys love it or because I want you guys to be like, oh, look, like I stunt. You know what I'm saying? I stunt in different ways. You know what I'm saying? I got different type of stunt ways and shit.
Yeah, come on. I know, because I see this. You got a slick mouth. You say that slick shit. You stunt different. I know. Yes. Listen, I do my research.
Yes, I stunt a whole another different. I could do the money stunt. I could do all that ignorant shit. But for what? You already know that's there. Like, that's there. Now get these other bars. Cause...
See, and that's what people don't be, like, the people that have some money, they not stunting with money. That ain't even a stunt
Who
no
cares?
More.
Who cares? Yeah.
Everybody got money.
That's
the people
known.
That got it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal to do that. And that's why I just be like, oh, that's kind of whack. But, you know, social media gives people a platform and how they want to use it is how they want to use it. And, you know, I just laugh and keep swiping and scrolling.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really a commenting type on things that I disagree with. You know, unless it's something about race,
Same. You
know, or sports, I don't give a fuck. Those are two topics that I like to engage in is race and sports. Mm-hmm. Everything else, I don't really care. It's cool, but I don't really get into it at all. I just like to have fun for the most part and have good conversations.
And those are the two topics where people are liable to say the silliest shit.
The silliest, yes, it is. It's funny, too. Like, race gets a little deeper. Sports, you could just tell from the beginning if somebody's an idiot or not, and then I just start blaming them after that.
Yeah, just got to pray for them.
Yep, pretty much. So, A little rap, little hip hop questions.
Let's do it.
So a lot of people call you. Do you feel old? Because people are always trying to call you old, and I feel like if you're old, I'm ancient. Because I'm older than you are. Do you feel like you're old as far as like the rap game, like music? Like, how is it that people say things like you're too old to rap? How is that possible?
No, I'm certainly not too old to rap. Again, that's back to a branding thing. These are either people that are just not familiar with me or people that just started leaving their house. In rap years, I'm probably ancient because I was so young when I got my record deal. And life expectancy on a rap artist's career is 3 years. So here we are all these years later. So I'm old in that regard. But when they talk about old, I don't think they speak about age at all. They're talking about mind state. And every time they see me, I'm being grumpy about some shit
grumpy
that the new generation is doing. So I understand. It's cute. It's funny. I like
that. So that's
like
why you're called old. So do you feel like... Like I watched you some of your interviews, but the most recent one with Yachty, like you feel like you came off as an old man with him?
To the audience, yes.
But to yourself,
no.
Okay.
No, not at all. Honestly, with that Yachty shit, I so wish that I had somebody to tell me some of those things. When I came in, I had a business account and robbed me blind of the first little bit of money I touched.
My nigga, when you explained the 360 deal to him, that was the best part of the interview. I was just like, oh my God, he's educating right now. Like, he's educating.
That was my goal, but my tone was aggressive because I'm passionate and face-to-face confrontation is a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm intimidating. You got this guy with a bald beard, tattoos, fucking, I get it in retrospect. Remember, I've always been a writer. Mm-hmm. This is my third week on this job. So I'm watching myself and learning as I go. But
right. The
point was, hey, Yachty, you're doing great. I want you to have fun, be a kid, have a blast, but be mindful of your business as well, because you will be the last one to know when it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my point.
That was the purpose of the interview. Do you think that you succeeded?
I don't know.
Because I don't think you succeeded. You know why I don't think you succeeded?
Tell me why.
My nigga slurped whatever was in that coffee cup the whole fucking interview, I just feel like he wasn't engaged. He wasn't paying attention.
Now he wasn't in that interview. But, okay. I never look like I'm too receptive when I'm getting useful information as well. Sometimes it's a very delayed reaction. I get it later. Yachty, I followed him on Twitter. He followed me on Twitter. Off camera, he really did seem to understand everything that I was saying. And mm-hmm. he seemed intuitive. He seemed receptive. And he seemed to have good people in his corner. So I backed off it.
Okay.
But even with good people in your corner, the entity, the actual, and I know it's a lot to ask of a 19-year-old. Trust me, I do. But you are you have to keep an eye on the eyes.
Yeah, and he's 19, and his eyeballs are really on ass and titties right now.
Yeah, and I mean, I get it. I was 19. I get it. I understand. But when you teach, you come off old, and you come off. You know, you come off however you come off. Some of the older people that watched that interview said, all right, I see the jokes is funny because we love jokes on Twitter, but that nigga was mm-hmm. saying some real shit.
He was. You were.
Yeah.
What is your response to people saying things like, and I know it's different because, like you said, you were teaching, but if you were in an interview with an older, you know, a more seasoned rapper, you know, would you still use that same tone? Because people were like, the only reason he's talking to him like that is because he's 19. He would never have that aggression and energy in an interview with a Rick Ross or Drake or even like somebody in R&B like Chris Brown. Like, what is your response to that?
Well, again, I think that was passion. So I don't want that to be misconstrued. Okay. I don't want that to be taken the wrong way. If you walk in any barbershop in any hood, you're going to hear a nigga that sounds like that. Because when you're talking about hip hop, you're going to get loud. You're going to get loud. Now, look, my very next interview was Wale. His demeanor was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
You got a very different Joe mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
So I'm an energy guy. The energy was a certain way when Yachty and his people came in the room because of things that I had previously said. Yachty started the interview sending a bunch of passive aggressive shots at me. Mm-hmm. But I love self-deprecation. Nothing anybody can say will ever make me feel away unless I love you or care about you. That meant nothing. So, I mean, different. It was different. But I think he picked it up. I do.
What I picked up a lot from the interview is like you seem to be bothered with the state of hip hop and like the hands that it is in right now, which is, you know, kind of like what's considered the mumble rappers.
And I come off wrong. And that's something that I do want to eventually address because I love all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I love it all. I'm always on the side of the artist.
That's good.
I'm always on the side of music. I don't care how you make it. I don't want everybody to be lyrical, miracle, spiritual, criminal, individual. I don't want everybody to be that. And right. Like I said in the Yachty interview, I don't want to hear Joe Budden in a club. I cringe when I come on in a club. I hate it. I hate attention. I hate all of that shit. Why the hell you think I don't want to fucking rap?
Things that are required
in rap. No, I hate all of that shit. So no, I'm just always on the side of music. And when I say certain things, some people have, you know, some people are invested in these artists. Artists are just frontmen for a million other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I say shit and start pissing people off. Niggas got to brand Joe a certain way.
You gotta put this brand on you now because now you're like the grandpa, the angry grandpa in hip hop.
Yeah, but I'm 36.
I know, so that's what I'm saying. You're not even old to me.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to these people. I know it's cool, and let's let the jokes fly. I love jokes, but I'm 36. I still feel like I will out-rap anybody that says my name, so I'm with the shit still. Yeah. You know, my girlfriend keeps me youthful. I'm feeling good about life, baby.
I see. So I think I've listened to your music. You know, I listen to your music because a lot of my friends are huge fans of yours. Like I've been hearing so much stuff. Like I know Pump It Up. Like I know a couple of the other songs, but some mm-hmm. of the stuff that I was sent, you know, in my inbox, a whole bunch of mixtapes. This is from back in the day. And I feel like you're a really, really, really good rapper, but for some reason you don't get the credit. And part of that was, you know, the credit part was when you went at Drake and you did the diss track, people were saying like, you don't have the right to diss Drake because you're not. Explain this to me, because I don't get.
Well, that's where we are in hip hop. That's just the state that we're in. For quite some time, it's been a popularity contest.
I thought it always was, and I think now.
No.
Okay.
No. We got Shan and KRS. Cool Moe. I'm going a long time ago. Grandmaster Flash and No. Actually, I went up there and battled Grandmaster Flash. That's how the story goes. So I hear. And he was the man at the time. No. In the 80s and the 90s, it was a thing.
Okay.
Skills was what you hung your hat on. So some of the people that are raised in that era of hip hop, Kendrick clearly is. He's got Kid Capri all over his shit. He reminds us every chance he gets that he's from that cloth. Mm-hmm. And he sounds like it. He raps like it.
Yes. He's my favorite.
Cole reminds us of that. And he raps like it. So, I mean, no, today, now, in recent 2001, ever since 50 got Jai out of here, and remember, 50 was an underdog in that, too.
And Jai
was the biggest rapper in the world.
You know what I call Ja Rule? I call Drake the new Ja Rule. That's what
Drake
I call
him. Yeah, Drake's got some of that Ja Rule shit, some of that Nelly, all of those melodic type of, he's got a little bit of that pocket, but Ja Rule, who was the biggest artist in the world? Rap artist.
Yes.
Or one with just street, hardcore, skill. Yeah. I'm a skill guy. But in recent years, and I say recent as in the last 15 years, it's a popularity contest.
That's recent.
I mean, it's recent for me. I feel like I'm stuck in a time capsule. That's how I feel. I live in my mind. I'm one of those guys.
So are you cool with hip hop right now? Are you cool with seeing people that aren't skilled lyrically?
Yep.
But can
yep.
You cool with it?
Yep. Listen, have a blast.
Hey,
I have kicked my feet up.
Have the fuck at it.
Listen, I have my mansion. I have my girl. I have my family. I've done what I have needed. What I've needed to do. However y'all get yours, go ahead and fucking get it. And I'm a commentate from the side.
Respect. Fucking respect.
I don't care. I will have a heart attack if I fucking stress myself with the state of hip hop.
I was just, because when I saw the interview, I was just like, he seemed like you were bothered by the fact that the younger guys, like they admit that they don't even like rap. Like they're cool with it. Like, yeah, all you got to do, like I saw an interview with Lil Uzi and them saying, all you got to do is say yeah and yeah and okay a whole bunch of times and just have a good beat and you're going to sell the albums.
Well, he's absolutely right. But he's speaking for his demographic, which is not me. And
right.
It's not you. Now we need the rest of the people who love hip hop. You know, everybody loves hip hop. Everybody does. We're a bigger culture than the industry makes us appear.
Yeah. Way bigger. Like much
yeah.
bigger.
Yes.
Kind of
yes,
run everything. 100%. I was talking to my somebody I had did a podcast yesterday. Actually, I put it out today and somebody asked me if I would buy the Big Baller brand shoes, would I support the brand? And I said, why not? I said, hip hop and just the black culture in itself props up all of these designer brands, all of them. We are the trillions of dollars spent in the fashion industry. It's us. And we're the poor ones. We're the poor ones.
And we're branding him. They're branding him now.
Yeah.
A certain way because he came to the table with his business in order. Now, do I disagree with some of the other shit he does?
Yes.
Cool, maybe. Right. But are we gonna start researching and Googling the owners of these other fucking shoe
to
companies
see how
and
shitty
lines?
They are.
Because let me tell you something, if we gonna do that, baby, let's put them all up and let's get to it.
Nobody ain't gonna buy shit.
Yeah, of course not. So. Again, but that takes a savvy consumer to understand that. Most of us in this era, we just going to read some shit and now say LeVar Ball is crazy. But now he ain't going to appear so crazy if his son just start dropping 50 next season.
I know. I know.
Now they're going to come back to the table.
And be like, wait a minute, let's talk. Yes. Let's talk business. Hey, because that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, where I think he went wrong, LeBron is Nike. Steph Curry is Under Armour. He shitted on them both immediately. Mm. It's going to make your rookie year more rough. Difficult than it should be.
Yeah.
LeBron James runs the NBA, my nigga.
Yep.
Relax.
Gotta relax.
Relax.
That's what I was telling people. I was like, yo, relax. I like that what he does, some of the stuff he does. I don't agree with all of it, but you know what? This is him and his son's life. They get the right. Yeah. They have a right to do it their way. Who are we to tell them to do it another way?
And people have a right to be wrong.
Yeah. They have a right to fuck this wrong. Up and be like, you know, we fucked up. Let's try it again. Let's go to the Adidas.
Yes. Yeah. His fucking sneaker shit.
Yeah,
nobody
want to
mind their damn business no more.
Yes, thank you. Yes, people want to tell you how to mind your own business too.
Yes, 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 yes. But I knew me and you would have similar views and be like-minded. I didn't know all of that coming into this, by the way.
Yes, good. So do we have like-minded thoughts about Love and Hip Hop? Are you going back on that show ever?
Let's see. What are yours?
I think that you should not go on that show anymore.
I'm not.
You're not.
No.
That's good. That's good. I don't think that it's for you. I don't think that
it's not.
Yeah, it's really not for you. I mean,
it's not.
I enjoyed watching it and everything, but it's just not for you.
I just
feel like you can do. I would rather watch a show with you by yourself, you and your girl, than to be on.
That is exactly where my brain is.
Good.
That is where my brain is. If I will control how I am presented.
Mm-hmm.
I will control the narrative on Joe. See, that's exactly why I know it was difficult for you and I to get on the phone. But see, I don't even do interviews no more. I don't do them.
And I tell
these niggas,
this.
No, y'all niggas get off my phone, just because I've had too many years of being presented the way that everybody else wanted to present Joe. No,
yeah.
That's no longer the case. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, you need to at least have a hand in executive producing your own shit, because I feel like you can be twisted and contorted into a whole lot of fuckery, like a whole lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
And it not
yeah.
even be like what it really is.
Well, no, that one too, my relationship is very sacred to me. And I know their objective. Their objective is to make it unsacred. So I'm not doing that. Number three, I know how much Mona gets to produce every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, my number would be very high.
Right.
My girl's number would be very high. It wouldn't behoove anybody. They wouldn't do it. That's not their business model.
Is Mona the devil like people say she is? Like, is she really like that bad of a person? Like, people say she's a culture abuser.
Oh, then they don't know their research on Mona Scott then.
What is it? I don't know any. I'm just, you know.
Well, Mona Scott is of Violator fame. And Violator, you know, Q-Tip, Vibrant thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of early Busta Rhymes, Chris Lighty, you know,
yes.
Missy.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a big dog in music way before they started all of this culture vulture she's exploiting. But I mean, again, my views, I've been in the music business for 20 years. I feel like to be an executive and to get to that level, you got to have some vulture in you.
Yeah, you got to kick a few, and
like,
you got to step over a few dead bodies that you probably put down there too, maybe.
yeah. So, I mean, I understand it. I understand it. But then on the flip side, I understand Mona. Mona said she can't film shit if they don't do it.
That's true.
What Mona say.
That's the one thing I always say. I go, you know what? You can hate her if you want, but these motherfuckers actually have to do this for her to even be successful.
Mona's very intelligent. Mona is one of the more intelligent women that I've met in my life. Honestly, I can say that with no problem, with zero problem. That's how bright she is. So, shit, y'all, and they ain't got to take when they put the Hennessy in front of your face at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
bitch, you ain't got to drink that. You don't have to drink that. They don't tell you who you film in the scene with, so you know you're about to go pop up at your enemy house or on a lunch date with somebody you hate. Like, come on.
God, off the hen?
Yeah, this ain't rocket science, babe. This is very simple to put together here.
This is sick. This is fucking, that's why I love it. Like, I really watch all these shows and I feel like I can't be like, oh, Mona's such the devil if I'm watching. Like, how do you say that? You're
watching. Listen, they have a chain, and they're on their 9th season about to be.
Yeah. I watch like, all of them.
Clearly, and it's 4 million viewers a week when you tally it up, when you tally up the recaps and the repeats and all that shit. Clearly, there's a market for this.
Yeah, people are going to watch me, hand in the air.
And I'm not putting this on Mona because we could all remember Jersey Shore.
I was
embarrassed then when they had the white people acting stupid. That has zero to do with Mona.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question about the proposal?
Ask it all.
Ask it all.
I don't even remember the proposal. In my brain, the proposal
that's
never happened.
Dope.
But
that's
you can
lit
ask.
That you deleted that. That's lit.
You can ask, though.
Okay, so
it's cool.
My question is, when you were set to propose, like, you shut down Times Square, my nigga. Like, that's kind of lit. Did you, like, most men, when they propose, they go into it thinking that they're going to get a yes. Did you know if you were going to get a yes? Like, were you unsure? Like, where was your mind?
I would have been surprised that she said yes.
And you still did it?
100%.
Damn, why?
100% still did it.
You just jumped. You just said, fuck it, I'm jumping.
No. Let me give you some context.
Yes.
To leave misunderstood with context. In Love and Hip Hop world, I have never faked a story.
Good.
But because of that, some things are very delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So where that young lady and myself, where we were 12 months, 9 months ago, mm-hmm. before that, and where we were up until that proposal, were two very different places. Now, before that proposal, her and I weren't even speaking.
Oh,
her and I
God.
Were beefing for that whole season. After
I
that
remember.
Little hair on the bed.
Yes, she snapped. That, and she spazzed on you, nigga.
But that was late, too. That had happened months earlier.
Okay.
So everything that happened, you know, there wasn't too many scenes with her and I together at that point.
Right. I remember.
So now in my brain, let me give you my Virgo think about everything brain. In my brain, I had met that young lady in 2004. Mm-hmm. Her and I had been off and on for way longer than exes should be off and on.
Mm-hmm.
Way longer. I needed a close. I needed a bookmark. I needed for us both to be able to move on and not deal with unresolved feelings. I needed for everything to be resolved in one shot. We're either going to work or we are going to not work. So when her very first words were, I do not trust you.
Mm.
Wonderful. See, my mom, let me tell you something. My mom, that sometimes you just got to thank God for shit sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. God gives you all the information that you need.
You just gotta
and
listen.
He lets you know about people rather quickly. So when she said that, and I could look our history without the love blinders,
mm-hmm.
because we're not trying to do anything. Let's assess things with clear mind and thought and head. And then my grandfather was dying around that time, and mm-hmm. he loved her. And I text her, and she could have gave two fucks did that man die.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's my perspective. I haven't spoken to her. I don't know. I don't wish to speak to her. I am so happy and in love.
Mm.
That's where I'm at with that. I thank God when people make the proposal jokes one knee times. But I thank God that girl said no. What if yes?
Yeah.
What if she'd have said yes? What if we'd have gotten married? Are you kidding me? Alimony, divorce, public
Love and Hip Hop.
No. He pulled me out. That was a mess. I look back on my last 10 years. Forget about that specific woman. My last 10 years, if I just look at it in hindsight, God saved me from me too many times. That proposal was one of them.
That's good. That's a good way to look at it, because some people will see that as like a down part of their life. Like, oh my gosh, he said no, it was on TV. But if you really think about it, if you guys weren't really ready, you wouldn't have sin. Yeah.
I'm marrying sin.
Mm-mm. Wait, you guys getting married?
I'm marrying that girl.
You guys are engaged?
I don't know. No, we're not.
Oh.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
We're not.
That's where her and I are with ours.
Okay.
That's where we at. We laugh when motherfuckers, the little jokes, oh, you dating Joe, but like we laugh funny. It's all great. We rocking. This is happening.
That's dope. Like you just look like I can't see you right now, but like hearing you talk, I can tell you got like
lit.
A smile on your face. Like you are fucking excited. Is this pool party going to be different with you having a girl?
Yeah. yes.
I just came to my mind. Like, wait, what is a taking Joe Budden pool party like? Like, what is that like?
I've already spoken to Cynthia and let her know that the women are coming.
Okay.
Relax.
She cool.
She's cool.
She got
the
you.
Women are coming, but she's cool. She don't really trip. She don't really trip unless I give her something to trip about. And 36, 37-year-old Joe ain't giving nobody none to trip about. I'm chilling.
That's good. Let's segue real quick because I want to get into this sports talk. We've been going on for a while. And we just going to jump into this Knicks shit because I got to get your opinion on all the fuckery with the Knicks. Like Phil Jackson re-upped. I think he got another three-year contract.
No, he got two left.
Two years left. The shit that happened like with the owner and Oakley.
The Knicks, Mello, the Knicks is such a mess.
Mello, is he staying? Is he going? Like,
he's
what,
going.
What the
he's
fuck going. Is going on in New York? Like, people are always saying New York is the mecca of basketball. It's the mecca of basketball and hip hop. But the Knicks only have two rings.
The Knicks suck. The Knicks are trash. The Knicks are such a trash organization. I don't know. I stopped watching Knick games. Dolan, you know, Knicks fans beg Dolan to keep his nose out of basketball related affairs.
He'll never.
And he's doing it now. He won't talk to Phil.
Oh, well, now.
He won't talk to Mello. See, now niggas is begging Dolan to say something. I would love to hear his thoughts. I don't understand why they gave Phil another contract. Phil is bugging. Oh, and nobody wants to play the triangle, by the way.
Yeah,
nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Is the triangle stuck with, as long as Phil Jackson is there, whoever's the coach is going to run the triangles? That's just what it is? Then why don't they just let Phil coach? He don't want them big, high-ass chairs so he can coach.
They overpaid him, and Mills does all the work, it appears. So, I mean, why would you want to coach? Why would you do that? Y'all gave me the bag to do this.
To not
people
travel.
Do what you let them do. I don't know where Melo's going to go. Of course, they're not going to get equal value. I'm more concerned with all of the Porzingis drama that's going on. He tweeted Clippers the other day. Then they said he was hacked. I don't believe any of that shit.
Yeah, don't
believe
that.
He skipped the exit meeting.
Don't believe none of that.
He's going to play for whatever Lithuanian team. I don't know. But the Knicks going to lose him too. And then they really going to be fucked. So they better get it together. And then whatever guard they draft, they're going to draft a guard. They're going to force the triangle on this new kid.
A brand new guard. You're going to be forced to run this offense that really only works when you have superstars, low-key. Like, you need superstars. You need big-name players because if you're not, then the offense doesn't work unless you have at least two great players running it. Like, great. And that's just not going to work. And then the players in the interviews are just like, yeah, we don't like the triangle, but we got to run it. Like, who would want to do that? Who wants to, like, sit on a team? Like, he's a GM, or is he – what is his title? Like, player operations GM? What is it? Phil Jackson's title.
I don't know. I don't know. He's the club president and some other shit. I don't know. But he's the boss.
Why do you think they didn't give Patrick Ewing a coaching job or even a look? Like, never. Like, not never has he ever even been interesting.
Politics.
What is it? Is it something that I don't know about because I'm not a Knicks fan?
It's politics. No, well, it's not just a Knicks thing because the entire league really didn't give Patrick Ewing the coaching shot that he deserves. But I'm not going to get into the whole coaching brotherhood speech right now. But he landed exactly where he should be, which is Georgetown. So
I respect
that. I'm happy about that.
I was happy.
He's going to bust ass over there, too. And he's going to do great.
And then what? And then what? He's going to go to the NBA. Then it's going to be like, well, now we can take you. Like, I wouldn't even go if I were him. I would just stay in college.
I think Pat has always had like a chip on his shoulder. I think he gives the NBA the middle finger if Georgetown is rocking.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah,
well, you
I
know what?
That.
Good luck with your Knicks, man. I don't know what's going on. You know, my husband was a Knicks fan this year. Just this year.
Why just this year?
Because we're a fan of players, not organizations. And Derrick Rose.
So what player?
Derrick Rose is like his second favorite player in the league. And so we go to Knicks games like on the road when they travel to the road, like we go to those games. We never been to Madison Square Garden. I guess one of these days we will. This should have been the year since he was there and Melo was playing. We probably should have did it, but it's hard to get him out of the house. Like it's hard to get him to travel or do anything. So
I'm the same way, so I feel him.
Yeah, but we were like I feel like I watched all 82 Knicks games this year. Like I feel like I saw them all.
Well, I feel sorry for you. Man.
I know.
We're so trash.
He made me suffer right on through with him. Like I was telling him, as his hairline was starting to fall back a little bit from being a Knicks fan. I was like, "Dog, what's going on with you? Like this is strange." I did get Derrick Rose did give him a game worn jersey though.
Oh, that's good. Well, the Knicks was all right early.
It looked right early, huh?
Yeah, then because I went to one of them games. I took my father to one of them games. We looked great. Then Phil. Locker room shit out there. They made a hard left. But maybe they just won the draft pick. I don't know. I got to see.
So if you're not watching the Knicks, who are you watching? Like, who's your favorite team or player that you like to watch?
Oh, I love sports. So, I mean.
Anybody.
You know, I'm trying to ignore the. You know who's fun? I would have liked to see Chris Bosh play with that Miami squad with Whiteside and them. That'd have been fun. Minnesota's fun. The younger team, Golden State, Cleveland, of course, they're cool. Of course, they're like great TV. But I just like some of the younger teams. Phoenix is a fun game to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really like Devin Booker.
Yeah. I played with his dad overseas, believe it or not. That's how washed I am. Me and his dad played together in Istanbul back 17 years ago.
That is a really washed snap effect.
Wow. 17 years ago, Devin Booker, I played with your dad in Istanbul.
Yeah, I like him. I like him, though. So I like them. I'm a sports fan, so I just like to see a good fucking game.
So who's the best player in the NBA? LeBron, right?
LeBron.
LeBron's best player in the NBA. Who's the best team in the NBA?
Well, Cleveland, when you get the best LeBron.
Okay, respect. Respect.
When you get the best LeBron, I'm watching them in the playoffs, and they got named like
it's not like it was.
Cal Corver, Darren Williams, they got niggas on that bench. I think their bench is a lot stronger than it's ever been. So, and I think Golden State's bench is weaker than it's ever been.
Yep.
So, yeah. That's the collision course that we're about to watch.
Yes, that's what we're waiting on. Everybody's waiting for that. Like, it's like, okay, get these other ones over with. But these other two games, the series are tied. Like, who do you think is going to win the Houston-San Antonio series? Like, who do you have in that series?
The Spurs.
And why? Why do you think that?
They've been there. They know how to win. And Popovich, I'm going with his coaching, so I'm going with them to figure it out. And I think that James Harden is going to have a hard time doing James Harden with Kawhi Leonard on him when it matters. So I'm going with the Spurs there.
Okay.
The other one is
Celtics Wiz.
Who went down for the Celtics? Did somebody go down? Oh no, who's that?
No, that was
that game
Houston.
Is tonight where. No. We're homeboy to push the suspension. Kelly Olynyk and the Washington guy.
He's suspended.
That suspension happened already? Or
No. That's going to take its effect tonight, I believe. I think. Wait.
I like Boston, man, but
I do too.
I like the Wizards too.
So. I like both of them. I'm so torn on this one because I feel, you know what I said? I feel like whoever wins tonight, game five, whoever wins game five is probably going to win the series. That's what I think. Because I feel like if the Wizards win tonight, game five in Boston, they go home, they finish it. If Boston wins, even if the Wizards win game six, I feel like they might not be able to take them at home game seven in Boston with the crowd.
I agree. I'm going Boston because Boston's bench I like a lot. I think that the Wizards starting five is amazing, but they should be tired if this goes to six and seven, which I think it will.
Good. I want both of them to go to seven just because I want to elongate the season as much as possible. And I just wanted to keep going.
Me too.
You know, what can we do? Who do you think should win MVP? And keep in mind, MVP does not mean the best player in the league because obviously LeBron would win it every year. So who do you think should win MVP?
Most valuable player is Russell Westbrook.
And why?
Now, I'm not one of those people that thinks he's not playing with anybody. I think that they have built that team around him, and I like some of those pieces, but they're inconsistent and they disappear, so it's only him. Now, with that said, to average a triple-double, you know, that's very difficult. He got that team to the playoffs. Everybody wrote them off, and because the award stops at the regular season, it's supposed to anyway,
right?
I'd have to go him.
So when you say the triple-double, would you change your mind if he did not average a triple-double? Would that change it for you?
No, it would change my mind if the team didn't make the playoffs.
Okay. I respect that because I tell people all the time that the triple-double is catfish. It's not real.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Okay, good. And that's good that you don't. That's not affecting you and your decision.
Coupled with the winning. Especially with the disappearing act that fucking Steven Adams has displayed. I'm rolling. And the greatness of Kevin Durant makes me have to give it to Russell Westbrook.
The greatness because, of him?
Yeah, when you lose a player of that magnitude, your team should feel the impact of it. And they didn't really.
Well, they did. A six seed is different because, you know, the years before, they were always a top three seed easily.
And they always got their ass handed to them in the second round, damn near.
Yeah, but that's normal. That's what's supposed to happen, you know, because quite possibly, like, to me, when you look at their team, they had Kevin Durant and they had Westbrook, and it still wasn't great basketball, but they made it work. They always got, you know, either to the second round and then they went to the finals and shit the bed. But to me, I feel like the type of basketball that's being played wasn't the style that I would like, but I enjoy the entertainment of it. And that's part of the reason that I wouldn't give Westbrook the MVP is because the style of basketball that he's playing doesn't allow me to give him MVP because I just feel like a player that is a point guard that's not getting people open, like 10 assists is 10 assists, but you can look at an assist and decide whether or not it's a useful or meaningful assist as opposed to like, okay, somebody just got these stats just to get them. And I feel like a lot of the stats were catfish. And I feel like he could have done more to engage his other teammates to just kind of facilitate more help on his own. But he just said, fuck y'all, get on my back. I'm going to do everything myself. And still was a six seed and still got up out of there. Like, quick.
I'm not. And the reason that I'm not blaming any of that on Russ is because there's a gentleman there by the name of Billy Donovan. Mm-hmm. Everything that was exhibited was clearly okay with him.
Yeah.
And if it's absolutely okay with him, that means it's okay with the higher ups. It means that's what their plan is.
Yep.
This is what I think about the Thunder. I would have loved to see them keep James Harden and Ibaka when he was looking like Ibaka and maybe one of them other guards. They had Reggie Jackson over there. They had Jeff Green over there. They let Harden go over a $4 million difference in understanding.
Yeah.
Well, Oklahoma, they was one of them teams for a long time where they just refused to go over the cap. So you handed Houston the star they were looking for. I would have loved to see them keep that group together and then bring in. Imagine what would have happened if they would have brought in Brad Stevens when he was at fucking, what was that, Baylor? It's escaping me right now. But if they would have brought him and not let the Celtics do it. Because they was trying to get Billy Donovan. He had turned them down the first time. you turned
Donovan
him down.
Tripped.
Yeah. So then he realized it, came back. Brad Stevens is a steal of a coach. Steal. Amazing coach.
I think he's doing a great job.
And he's one of them college coaches that his game, his style translated to the NBA.
Offense.
He's running that Princeton offense shit over there. They body
the offense. It's the offense, yeah. You know, I was a little worried. I wasn't sure if it was going to translate when he first got the job, and I was like, you know, you have to tweak some things, and I wasn't sure if he would be able to, but he did. He tweaked it. Yeah. He got a college offense to be ran on an NBA floor, and it's in number one seed. Like, you can't even argue with it.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah, number one seed. They have to beat the Wizards. They have to beat them. Then they got to trade. Give us the Nets pick and take Melo.
You want Melo to fuck? Do you think that? What is your opinion of Melo? Like, do you think he's one of
Melo's
the greatest?
Side.
You on his side?
I'm on.
You
he's
think
one
he's
of the
washed?
Greatest offenses.
Is he washed right now though? Today, is he washed?
I don't think that he should be the best player on a championship.
He shouldn't be
team.
The first option.
No.
I agree, and I don't understand why the Knicks were allowing him to do that. I felt like what they were doing was giving him the ball, like, okay, you do whatever you want, and then telling Derrick Rose, okay, here, now you drive, and then KP was just like, well, when do I get in? Like, everybody was just trying to figure out how they fit in when Melo is not going to run any type of offense. As soon as he get the ball, he going to put that bitch up.
Yeah, I agree. I'm interested to see how that plays out next season. I am.
Me too. I feel sorry for Melo. I've always been a huge fan of his. Like, always, my whole life, I've always been a huge fan. He don't play no defense. But you know what? That's okay.
At all.
The offense is lit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wouldn't be the first. How you doing, man? He wouldn't be the first guy to not play defense in the league.
Not at all. Steph Curry don't play no goddamn defense either, but he don't need to. You don't fucking need to when you got that type
of
offense.
Yeah, he's different.
So if the Cavs and the Warriors get to the finals and you had to pick today, which is obviously about a month before, you would have to pick who would you say you would give it to? The ring this
Cleveland.
Year? Cleveland, yes. Joe, I love you. Yes.
Cleveland.
You got to say why, because people are going to be hating. You got to give a reason.
Because the league belongs to LeBron. That's why. And I think the league likes the narrative of Kevin Durant not beating LeBron. LeBron is he's in his latter years. This is a Nike versus Under Armour thing, too. Business is in play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot going on. And the business that LeBron is, I just don't see it. And they got a better bench.
Another
better
ring.
Better bench. Defend the land.
We believe.
I'm in.
Believe.
Listen,
land.
I like. I'm a fan of being alive to witness history. So Jordan, Kobe scoring 81, Tiger Woods, fucking the undefeated Patriots and the Giants beating them. Like, I just like to see history. 73 win Warrior season. I want to see history. I want to see it. So if they're gonna make it, LeBron, go out there and get it.
Go fucking get it. Yes,
yeah.
I got the Cavs too in the finals. I know people are like crazy as hell, but that's just how it's gonna go.
I'd like to see a good series. And
seven
let me tell
games.
You something.
I want
if
seven
I'm
again.
Wrong, yeah, if I'm wrong.
Oh well.
So the better team won.
Okay, whatever. You know, I was wrong.
Yeah, I'm a sports fan.
Total sports fan. Football. Did you think the better team won the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl. The Patriots won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. The better team won?
Yeah.
People really feel like I don't know why people feel like the Patriots aren't everything.
Nah, they won. They won.
Flat out.
They won.
They came kick some ass.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, the Falcons gave it up. Nah, they got their ass whooped.
Listen, the Falcons early in the season did that. They let teams back in it late.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that wasn't a surprise. I think I'm sure Bill Belichick knew that. If I knew that, he knew that. So, and the whole 2 weeks leading up to the shit, he was talking about the speed of Atlanta. He was doing extra drill, different types of things in the practice to prepare them for it. So game time under the bright lights is a little different. I thought after halftime, we'd see a different team. And that's what the fuck happened.
That's exactly what the fuck happened. A whole new group of niggas came out.
Yeah, that was a whole new ball game. And trust me, if anybody wanted to kill the Patriots and Patriot fans, it was me.
As a
like the Giants being the only team that owns them.
Oh, you wanted somebody else to take a chip off. And now it's like it's solidified. Like they are the team of the decade. Like they are like.
Easily, 100%.
Yeah, like 100%. It's not even a question.
100%. I don't care about Spygate. I don't care about any of that shit.
Who cares? I don't care about none of it. Not a fucking piece of it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Cool. So let me ask you this, because I want to get some technical shit from you. Who's your favorite quarterback? Like, what do you look for in a quarterback if you like them and you're like, this is my guy? It doesn't have to be the best in the league, but what do you like in a quarterback?
Let's see. What do I like in a quarterback? I'll skip all the obvious shit like accuracy and
right. Well,
you know
basics.
What? See, I like if I'm building a quarterback, I like the stone mutt face of Eli Manning. I like that I have never seen him rattled, and I like that he has never missed a game.
That's fucking incredible.
That's impressive to me. That Cal Ripken shit is impressive to me. Sometimes I get out of bed and bones start cracking. So when these niggas is 30-something
right,
and they just have never missed some shit, I commend them. Tom Brady's brain, because half of being a quarterback, just your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, his brain is amazing. Aaron Rodgers' arm and where he puts the ball and his footwork and all that shit is great. But, I mean, Cam, like it's something I like in all of the quarterbacks.
So if you got to pick one, you going to go with Eli? That's the one?
Hell no, I'm not going to damn Eli. With the game on the line, Aaron. With the game on the line, I'm going Aaron.
Yes, my husband agrees with you. That's it. That's who he says. He's like, anybody that picks anybody else is crazy.
I'm going, with the game on the line, he's the best.
With the feet, the accuracy, the
that's
the
what
bomb,
does it. Yeah, that's what does
arm.
It. Yeah, when he fucking did that Hail Mary shit to the Giants, I said, y'all didn't see this coming. Aaron Rodgers has done this million times.
It was rude because people actually called it.
I called it.
Oh, you did? There was so many people around me that was calling it, and I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy.
In my
crazy.
Living room, screaming at the TV, Hail Mary. Uh-oh, free play. Watch for it.
And then
the
niggas just let him get behind him. I'm like, what the fuck? Who does that?
Yeah. They didn't even jump. Shit was crazy.
Best wide receiver in the league.
Yeah.
Who's the best wide receiver in the league?
The best wide receiver in the league, Julio Jones.
Boom. How are we so much alike and we not friends? I don't get this.
It's Julio. That nigga's a machine. He's a robot.
I can't even argue with you. Okay, we're about to argue right now. Look, I'm looking for an argument. Just like
Let's
a bitch.
Argue. Come on. I like arguments. Let's do it.
Best cornerback in the league. We gonna argue. Come on.
All right. People did some shuffling around.
Yes. Some movement has happened.
Yeah. I'm not aware of all of the movement. And my cornerbacks, I don't know the names of all of the people.
Okay.
Malcolm Butler is extremely underrated.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And for the price point, well, I don't know if that's, well, he about to get paid. Because I think he's negotiating now.
I think he's already gone. I believe he's gone. Officially. Yeah. I can't speak on it. I think he might be gone. I think my
okay,
husband,
but I'm not mad at that because he had to get paid. He had to get paid. They wasn't going to pay him. His skill set was too high.
How many more rings
point.
Does he need? You know, at some point, you got to decide rings or money, and you got two already. Get out of here. Like, go get
a
check.
ESPN with all of that. You need a ring, bullshit.
You do
man,
not
you
need
get,
a fucking
you need a
thing.
Bag.
You need a bag, my nigga. That ring ain't never going to feed your kids ever.
At all.
Ever.
At all. Yeah. Arizona, homeboy's name on Arizona.
Peterson. The fast nigga.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
He be getting burnt sometimes, but I like him.
He does.
That's why I'm not gonna put him in that top shit because he get burnt too much for me to go there, but he's in there somewhere.
Right.
Of course, we're not talking about who's real. There's somebody I'm missing.
Sherman, that's probably. Great.
But he's great already. I don't want to talk about him.
Chris Harris Jr.
What team is he on?
The Broncos. Aqib Talib. Great.
I love him, but I like his brain.
He's slow.
You know what? Let me tell you this. He's slow, you said?
Yeah.
His brain?
No. His body.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's why I say his brain is. I like the Giants secondary a lot. And I know that's.
The young guy. What's his name?
Yeah. Yep. You talking about the draft pick, nigga? Or the other side?
The draft
Eli pick. Apple, you talking about?
No, I don't really. Eli Apple is okay. I don't really.
He's not great yet. But wait a minute. He was such a super bum early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
The second half of the year, I think he has potential. But the other nigga on the other side is the person I'm thinking about.
Janoris Jenkins, because he came
Love
from.
Him.
He came from.
St. Louis.
Well, yeah, St. Louis. L.A., St. Louis.
Love
yeah.
him.
So
love
that's
him,
who you're talking him. About, Janoris Jenkins. That's
I
your
love
guy.
Him, but I don't.
Or what about Dominique Rogers Cromartie?
Oh, come on. Yes, I think that's the name that was escaping me.
That's the man right there.
I think he might be the best.
That's the man right there.
Dominique
He's
Rogers
no Brent Grimes, but he is the man.
You go ahead now. Talk your shit, huh?
Yeah, man. No, let me tell you, all the guys you named, real shit, when they see Brent Grimes, them niggas run up to him and be like, yo, my nigga, you everything. You the realest. But the league doesn't say that. The league never says that.
See, but I've seen you tweet sentiment similar to that before, right? And I hear my friends like Maul and my people that know sports and sports people, and they always tell me stories about how the players and the league respond to certain people. Very different from, you know, who's fucking sensationalized
yeah.
and who's covered.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I respect your Rogers Cromartie pick. I even though he's a Giant, I know you're a Giants fan. That's random that you picked him because real shit, he is definitely in my top five, and he's in no one else's top five. Like no one, unless you're
I don't
Giants
know why.
Fan, maybe it's because he's not sexy. It's not the guy that they want to prop up. You know, he's on a Giants team, which you would think like okay, a big city, big market team, but they just don't want to. They have their players.
Yeah.
They have their picks of the people that they want to prop up, and that's mm-hmm. it. None of the rest of you niggas is getting in. None of y'all.
Yeah.
That's why I don't respect football a lot, because you can hide players. In basketball, when the ball is in somebody's hands and they do some dope shit, ain't no way to hide that. But in football, you just don't put the camera on them.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't, because if the ball's not there, you don't have a reason to even put the camera on them.
Exactly.
People are always saying like, oh, well, they're judging corners off of stats. And I think that's the dumbest shit you could ever do is judge a corner off of stats. The only stat that you could use in your defense of talking about them would be pass deflections and interceptions. Those are the only two stats that should even come up in a discussion about a corner. When people talk about, oh, well, this person's getting the ball caught on them too many times, they don't ever assess whether it was a 3-yard catch. There's some catches that are just indefensible. Like, there's no way. Right now, Joe Budden, if you lined up against Brent Grimes, who's an NFL cornerback, and the quarterback told you, look, Joe, this is what you're going to do. All you got to do is run towards him, take three steps, push him, and turn to your right, and I'm going to throw the ball right there. You could do that.
I would hope I could.
You really could. You could do it a couple of times. Like, he can't gamble and think that's going to be the pass, because then he's going to get beat. What if you double move him? You know, what if you fake him out? Like, so when people are mm-hmm. talking about a catch, I'm like, you can't. Like, everybody can catch. If you're in the mm-hmm. league and you can't catch, you shouldn't even be here. Everyone can catch.
Yeah.
You know, and the cornerback position, I think, should be looked at a whole completely different way, but nobody does. So that's why I just be like, I should just shut up. Like, no one fucking cares.
Like, yeah, you be preaching a good word.
I'm trying. And it all makes sense when I write it down. People are like, oh, my God, this shit really does make sense. You know, but
well, yeah.
the league don't care. So this is going to be an interesting year because, you know, he's 34. Still in the league. This is year 12. Still at the
That's
top of his game.
Time.
So I want to know what they're going to do this year. Like, who are they going to put in the top five this year? Because last year when he left the season, he was in the top five statistically all the stats that I don't give a fuck about, Brent Grimes was number two when the, when the season ended. All those stats that they actually care about. So he had a great statistical year this year, even.
Well, okay, now that's so when I hear you talk about your husband, right? I always say, well, she's much more educated than most because that's her husband.
Pretty much.
So she knows a lot more shit than these average casual fans that are just running off at the mouth. How is what year do you think he's going to have? Can you answer that as a wife?
You said what year what?
What type of year do you think he'll have?
I think he's actually going to be better this year. And the reason I say that, I always look at who the team has. You know, they added DeSean Jackson to the team.
Yeah.
And the reason that I feel he played so incredible in Miami is because Mike Wallace was on the team. So you got to go at these guys in practice. This, if you chasing DeSean Jackson all training camp, who else in the league can run by you?
And Mike Wallace.
Yeah, he had Mike Wallace in Miami. So I was just like thinking about that. Like, you know, he had his best years against Mike Wallace in practice. And then he transferred it into the game. So I feel like chasing DeSean Jackson and figuring out the shit that he does. He already has to chase big ass Mike Evans. Then they went and got this tight end that's really dope from Alabama. I feel like these are all challenges for him. And depending on how he does in training camp, that's going to tell me everything about how the season's going to go. And I feel like it's going to be dope because I never seen nobody just run by my nigga. Like, never. Never in my life has a nigga just flat out just hauled ass and ran by him and caught a bomb on him. That don't happen. You know, so.
Yeah. But a lot of people have liked them for a few years. Mm-hmm. And they just haven't been able to. You know,
get it all on one page in one year.
Yeah, so
this might
I don't
be
think
the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think this year we still gonna see a lot of people dumb rooting for the Bucks.
Yeah, we play you guys in Tampa. If you want to come to the game, let me know, man.
Oh, don't play now because I love Tampa.
Come, there's some bomb ass.
I be in Tampa.
You know, the strip clubs in Tampa are fucking bomb as fuck. Like for real. Like, I was totally impressed.
I may take you up on your offer. Me and my baby girl might fly out there.
I'm going to text you the dates. Y'all, you know what? We still house hunting right now. We're just renting a place.
That's fine.
But the house we had last year, we had two guest bedrooms. So we might be able to even house y'all. How about that?
Listen, it's lit. We rocking. I love it out there.
Yes. So we're going to make this a date. It's tentative, but we're going to make this a date. The Giants and Bucks game in Tampa. You and baby girl, come down.
Yes.
We're going to have fun. We're going to hit the strip club. We're going to have a good time.
100%.
We're going to turn up. Bet. This is a great ending.
I'm with the shits. Thank you.
This is a great ending. I'm so happy that you joined me. I thought this was fucking dope. It was funny.
Yeah.
You're cool as shit, Joe.
Thank you.
You are cool as shit. You're better than on Twitter. Like I thought you were cool on Twitter, but you're better now. You're even better.
I appreciate that.
That's
fucking
dope.
That.
Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Fucking thing, man. I love your podcast. I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm gonna take
a
couple of tips.
I'm gonna have you on when you come to New York.
But you guys talk about hip hop.
We can talk about hip hop, I guess. We're gonna talk about R&B. All my podcast, we all love R&B.
Yes, let's do a little. I can talk a little hip hop. You know, I'm an LA girl, so my hip hop is different.
I know.
I'm LA hip hop, but yeah, I would love to join you guys. I don't know when I come out there. I know we play. Shit, I think we go to Buffalo or some shit. Ugh, that ain't even New York.
No, that don't count.
Bullshit.
I ain't talking about the Bills. Yeah.
That ain't even New York. They should take that NY off of that damn team. They should put Canada.
Yeah, that's like Niagara Falls or some shit.
Canada. But if I get up that way, for sure. Oh, I'm coming to visit Tax, too. Probably in the next week or so, coming to visit him. And so
perfect.
When I do that, I'm going to definitely
my
hit
regards.
You up. Absolutely. We talked about you. He was on the episode that I put out last night. We talked about you a little bit. But,
how's he doing?
He's doing good. He's very positive. He's very happy. I talk to him every day. Every fucking day.
Good.
And he seemed like he's in great spirits. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, this continues.
All right, definitely,
it's a date. I'm coming up there. Are you coming down here? We're going to link up. I got your phone number now. It's on.
Store my shit.
I'm going to be harassing you, too.
I text well.
Yes, it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be good. Like this game, I'm hyped because I want to see Brent and Odell again, because it wasn't fair in Miami. It wasn't fair. It was not fucking fair at all. And I still don't think my nigga played bad. You know what I'm saying? It still wasn't fair. But right now, we got a real defense. We got a real squad, and it's going to be good this year.
Let me tell you something. The Giants about to put up points.
They need to, because last year they didn't.
And I think that's why they went. They drafted that tight end. They got Brandon Marshall on the other side.
Oh, I forgot Brandon is on the squad too. Brent gonna have to. Oh yeah. Jesus! You know what? They might put Brent on Brandon instead of Odell. Yeah. Now that I think about it,
it makes sense.
It's gonna be a doozy. It's gonna. You definitely got to come down for this. Then you know Brandon and Brent, they got a great respect for each other, like a great one, like. Really good respect for each other. So this is going to be a good game.
I love Brandon.
This is going to be
He's a good human.
Yes, he is. He lives not too far from me, too, down here in Fort Lauderdale. If you ever come down here, too, I got a condo. I ain't going to tell you where it is on the air because I don't want people stalking me. But I got a condo a condo on the beach of Fort Lauderdale. Let me know if you're coming down.
Oh, we rocking.
For sure. For sure. All right. Well, let you go.
Thanks again.
I'm going to let you continue your day. You know, I don't know if you got to get a pedicure now because you got the manicure earlier.
No, I'm going to eat. I'm going to do some steak.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Joe. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right. Peace. Bye. Shout out Joe Budden for joining me. We've been trying to link for like 4 or 5 days easily, like actually talking 4 or 5 days and trying to get our schedules, you know, to match up and do this interview. I was feeling away. I was feeling dodged at first, but I had to understand that he got a lot of shit going on. He got a new job. He got a new boo, and he caked and cuddled up with her all the time. So, you know what I'm saying? You can't and he's not doing interviews. He's not fucking doing interviews. And he gave me an interview. So I don't even give a fuck that it took 4 or 5 days. Like, I'm appreciative of people that don't do interviews and will come on my podcast. And it's my 1 year anniversary. I just did a titty shake. You guys didn't see it though. Shout out to Joe for joining me. Great conversation, great sports talk. I tried to give y'all a little bit of hip hop. I know y'all know I don't really do all the hip hop discussions and shit, but this was great. I hope you guys enjoyed it. But thank you for all the love on the 1 year anniversary. I appreciate it all. I hope you guys are happy. I try to answer as many questions as I could on the earlier podcast. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the one right before this one, motherfucker, with Tax on it, with Brent and with Aiden. That was one I put out today. So I'm rocking. I'm rolling. 1 year in, baby. I'm going to keep on going. Eventually, this is going to be on YouTube. Don't y'all fucking worry. It's happening. Peace. From where it started to where it's at, to where it's going forward, never back. Yeah, from where it started to where it's at, to where it's going forward, never back. Yeah, from where it started to where it's at, to where it's going forward, never back. Yeah, from where it started to where it's at, going forward. Background music soothing to my Susan.